Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me. I have another fantastic show in store for you because this program is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, this is a show dedicated to bringing you leading-edge information, the practitioners that are providing the most profound solutions to problems. I bring in wise elders. It's really a great opportunity and a great platform to keep empowering you with knowledge and information that really makes a difference in your life. Before we talk about the really exciting topic that I have in store for you today, I want to welcome new people who may be listening for the first time. I invite you to go to my website, What Women Must Know, also my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. So like me over there, opt into my newsletter on my website, and I will be sure to send all these radio interviews to you in case you can't listen to them live, as well as get lots of other information going on. And sorry about all the ambulances going on in the background. So I want to share with you my guest for today because I have a really exciting show. We have with us Dr. Mark Serkis and Sarah Adams, who will be talking about one of the most powerful and I would say leading-edge discoveries that has a huge impact on our health. And we're going to be talking about molecular hydrogen for healing and rejuvenation. So let me introduce my guest to you. First of all the way from Brazil, we have Dr. Mark Serkis. Many of you, I'm sure, have heard of Dr. Serkis before. He has such an influence and leading-edge information. So Dr. Mark Serkis is an acupuncturist. He's a doctor of oriental and pastoral medicine. He's a prolific writer and author of some really important medical and health-related books, many health-related books. Dr. Serkis's methods are based on medical science and long years of clinical experience, not only his own, but experiences of doctors from around the world who have been practicing brilliant medicine. And also we have Sarah Adams, who is a passionate voice and a passionate force for molecular hydrogen and a believer in its therapeutic potential as medical gas that will change medicine forever. And she is also the co-founder of Vital Reaction, a company specializing in molecular hydrogen. So we have lots to talk about today, and I'm just so thrilled to welcome Dr. Mark Serkis and Sarah Adams to the show today. So welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Selman.
Thanks for having us.
Well, this is really an exciting topic because I'm sure, just like both of you, we're always seeking the leading-edge information, the leading-edge solutions that have the greatest impact on supporting our health, especially during this time in the history of humanity, as I like to call it, where we're challenged by so many issues that are really affecting our body's ability to heal and repair. So I'm always seeking out there in the world of possibilities what's really going to make a difference, what truly will make a difference, what's safe and effective, and getting to kind of that root cause, what's going to have the greatest impact on our health and longevity. So that's why I got really fascinated with this molecular hydrogen discovery and the delivery system that, Sarah, you're part of. So I'm going to ask Mark Serkis, Dr. Mark, to please tell us about molecular hydrogen, because I am sure this is a topic and a subject that not enough people really understand and take advantage of. So why don't we just start by explaining what is molecular hydrogen and why, Dr. Mark, you are really passionate about this?
Well, there's so many things one could say, and some gets right down to esoteric, meaning hydrogen is the smallest thing in the universe in terms of the physical universe. You can go smaller into subatomic particles, you can go into light and the photons and electrons. It is the simplest, most basic thing. that runs the universe. I mean, everything is alive because of hydrogen. The sun, every sun in the galaxy is running on hydrogen.
Uh-oh, I'm going to have to jump in there. We've got
is something...
Brazil.
Yeah, the audience is going to have to excuse me a little bit because I'm in the end of the world here in Central Highlands, Brazil. Am I coming through now?
You are, and we'll just be patient. Yeah, we'll be patient. I just want everyone to understand that it's amazing that we can get Mark at all with where he's located, and we'll just all be patient. So just go ahead, Mark, and we're hanging in there. And Sarah, if you want to jump in at some point, feel free. But just continue.
So one of the secrets of life is that not only are we carbon-based beings, but we're also hydrogen-based. We survive, and the most important thing we survive on is oxygen, but at the same time, it's hydrogen. We get our hydrogen in water, and we get our hydrogen from food. That's the chemistry of the body, we gain our energy through either breaking down food that has hydrogen, or even ingesting pure hydrogen. It's just such a phenomenal discovery, and it's, you know, for the mainstream world, it's only 10 years old, this discovery. Some people have been looking at this for about 20 years, but the Japanese and now the Chinese have totally jumped into it. It just so happens when you drink hydrogen water or inhale hydrogen gas that it in some levels, it's like a rocket fuel. It'll bring life back to the body in terms of fire mitochondria, helping create energy, and at the same time, it's a fire truck. It comes in anywhere and everywhere, right onto your toenails, to your retina and your eyeballs. It'll go flooding into every nook and cranny of the body, and like a fire truck with a big hose of water, it'll chill down the oxidative stress. The stress from not only metabolism of oxygen, but also the poisons, the oxidative stress that comes from heavy metal that we've ingested or breathing, from air pollution, from radiation. All of these things, they kill us or hurt us or drive us down towards the grave because they're creating oxidative stress. Now, all of a sudden, better than vitamin C, better than vitamin E, better than alpha lipoic acid, all these antioxidants, they don't hold a torch to hydrogen because it's so much smaller, it gets everywhere. Everywhere. It's like a computerized fire hose. It just knows exactly where to spray, what's needed. It goes right to the places where you have the worst fires in the body. That's where we feel pain. So it's pretty amazing, to say the least.
So we've all heard of antioxidants, and we've heard of free radicals, and I think I'd like us to kind of explore more about this issue of why free radicals are so primary for challenging our health. But the question always
is... We'll get there in a second.
I just want to just add one more thing, and that is that... the curious thing is that people don't really know what's the best form of antioxidant to take. There are lots of supplements out there. There are lots of promises out there. But what truly is going to be the most effective way to neutralize these free radicals? So, Sarah, you can jump in and let's talk about free radicals. What's really going on with this thing called free radicals, what's also known as oxidative stress? Why is this of such concern?
Right. Thank you. And free radicals, I mean, I'm out here in Boulder, Colorado. We've got plenty of free radicals out here, but there's something different about the free radical that I'm going to talk about. And this goes back to the free radical theory of aging that was proposed in the 1950s by Denham Harmon. And the free radical theory of aging goes and addresses the cause of the problem. Okay, so we have diseases, but what's really, that's a symptom. If we really want to look at the cause of the problem, we're going to go look at the free radical itself. And what happens is, you know, Mark addressed this a little bit, but free radicals, we're exposed to them daily. I mean, we actually cause free radicals in our body by the production of energy, by the ATP and the mitochondria with lactate. It's caused by, you know, by breathing even, by digesting food. So free radicals, it's a killer, but we're exposed to them daily. Air we breathe, the EMF, lights, food, tobacco, everything basically has some kind of an element of a free radical that we're either ingesting or breathing or absorbing. Now, free radicals, the more you accumulate, that's what's called oxidative stress. So the more free radicals that we're accumulating, the more oxidative stress levels increase. And the oxidative stress levels actually cause inflammation and toxicity. And the inflammation and toxicity end up killing cells and causing disease. Cell death, apoptosis, and disease are actually the cause of death. So if you want to think about it, it goes free radicals build up, oxidative stress builds up, you've got inflammation and toxicity causing cell death and disease, and then ultimately death. And that's basically the free radical theory of aging in a nutshell. And going back to molecular hydrogen, you know, this medical breakthrough, if you will, the molecular hydrogen molecule, it is the smallest, it's the smallest molecule in existence. It's number one. So hydrogen as an atom is number one on the periodic table. When you have two hydrogen atoms together, you create molecular hydrogen. And this gives it several different elements that allow it to be as effective as it is. And the size of molecular hydrogen atomically is 2. And to give you this in the comparison to other antioxidants out there, you've got glutathione, which is 309 atomic size. You've got vitamin E, 431 atomic size. Vitamin C, 176 atomic size. And then you've got this great little molecule called hydrogen, molecular hydrogen, and it's 2. And because of the size, it is the smallest molecule that can actually penetrate the blood-brain barrier, stomach line, placenta, testis, and other tissues to selectively eliminate the most harmful free radicals, which are the hydroxyl radical and the peroxynitrite. And the selectivity of this molecule, it's so smart that it targets only the most harmful, what I just said, the hydroxyl radical and the peroxynitrite. But it does not directly affect the use of free radicals such as hydrogen peroxide or nitric oxide. Those are good ones that we need in the body to maintain that magical word homeostasis. And once the molecular hydrogen actually attaches to the hydroxyl radical or the peroxynitrite, it converts these harmful free radicals into water from within the cell nucleus. So that's the only byproduct here. You've got two H molecules attaching to a negatively charged O molecule, and you create water from within the cell nucleus. So it's safe. And that's another really cool thing about this is not only is it safe, you're actually hydrating the cell from within at a subcellular level. Remember, hydrogen can pass through the cell membrane and translocate to even the cell nucleus where the damage is being done. Once it targets that harmful free radical, it will turn it into water and it will hydrate the cell from within. And this is beneficial because you're supporting homeostasis in the body. And there's also another element of this that we can get into later. But overall, I'm not going to jump the gun. I get really excited about this, so forgive me. But it's an antioxidant effect. It's an anti-inflammatory effect. And it can get to where the bad guys exist, which is within the cell. And not much other things can do that.
So I think that's such an important point. We take lots of supplements, and we are trying our best, at least those that have more awareness, and hopefully we're spreading that awareness, you know, to neutralize the effect from toxicity through our food, through the environment, through stress. We also talk about, and I've talked about this a lot on the show, the toxicity that's created by electromagnetic fields, which happen to be the number one toxic exposure that's causing the greatest damage. But we need to appreciate that what we're really looking for is the solution that actually will be the most effective to get into the cell, into the nucleus, really do the job. And one thing that we've talked about before we got on air that I am really passionate about is this very dangerous free radical. It's called peroxynitrite, and I know that's a big word and most people have never heard about it, but the reason why I want to mention it is because when I in the past have talked to some of the experts on EMFs, including Professor Emeritus Martin Paul, and he's talking about what he considers the most dangerous source of free radical damage in the body leading to DNA damage in all sorts of conditions, is the creation of this free radical, which is called peroxynitrite. So when I was looking at all the information about molecular hydrogen, which I have heard about but never really paid much attention to until very recently, which is why I'm excited about it too, one of the benefits of molecular hydrogen is that it is extremely effective in neutralizing this peroxynitrite, which is initiated by many things, but EMFs is one of the big issues that concerns me. So this is so protective. So Dr. Mark, if you can jump in, and I know you've been really excited about this and have started writing a lot about it.
It doesn't
go ahead.
Cover the – excited doesn't cover it. I mean, I've been taking hydrogen water for about a year and have tried different products. And Sarah's partner, Bill, has been after me for years, and then he started introducing me to work with him. And they sell incredible saunas, but it was just never my area. But then he just started sending me these new products to make hydrogen water. He sent me one that was very nice, but it took 24 hours to really get the full concentration. And then he sent me this new one, Vital Reaction, and it's just incredible. You get the highest amount of hydrogen and in the water, and it does it quickly in an open glass instead of in a pressurized bottle that you have to wait for 24 hours. So it was just fantastic. I wrote about hydrogen a year ago and a year and a half ago and a little bit more. And then actually it was Sarah's fault. She started bringing my attention to the inhalers, the hydrogen gas machines. And, you know, it was actually a few months in turning my attention to it. And then when I finally turned my attention to it, it was like, oh, I don't know, a big fish, you know, chomping down on a fishing line, biting the bait. I just, you know, the lights started flashing in my head, and I started writing a book on hydrogen. And I don't know, it's been maybe 6 weeks. It's almost 300 pages already. And it's like I discovered the secret of life. And it's not just hydrogen. You know, the subtitle of my book is Hydrogen Medicine. And the subtitle is Combining Oxygen with Hydrogen and Carbon Dioxide. And these three gases, the primary gases, you know, when used, when you know how to use them correctly and combine them, it's like, forget it. It's like you're on another planet, another world of medicine. The power to bring a person back right from the edge of death is found right there. And I have some stories to tell exactly that. The first person, my first patient that I recommended a hydrogen inhaler, also from Sarah, the Vital Reaction inhaler, the 2% inhaler, which is a less expensive model, I recommended to this patient in California. She had just started with me. She had breast cancer 5 years ago. She had removed the breasts. They told her it would never come back. 5 years later, it came back into the chest wall, into the lymph, and she started about a year after discovering it came back, and she came to my work. And she started some of my protocol items, And within 2 weeks, I mean, she had just got started. She just started, she couldn't walk anymore. She couldn't do anything. She was crawling. She went to the emergency room a few times, and then they found that she had brain cancer in her brain stem, and it was blocking the cerebral spinal fluid. So she was crashing, literally. She called, you know, let me know this, and I was like, you know, my heart started pattering. And intuitively, you know, I know more than most people about hydrogen, but it was the first time I recommended the hydrogen tablets, you know, like 12 a day and like 4 hours a day on the inhaler. In two weeks, this woman was back on her feet, running around. Every week I call her, you know, I'm worried it would be just a temporary recovery. You know, how she's doing, she's gained a lot of weight. A month later, she was complaining to me, this is like 2 weeks ago, that she gained so much weight she had to buy some new clothes, you know, for a cancer patient who's dying, you know, with malignant cancer, you know, who's lost a lot of weight and gained the weight back. This woman has had a total recovery. Now, flooded her body with hydrogen, and it's the only thing that's strong enough to make a change that fast. And of course, she was also practicing slow breathing 4 hours a day with this Fravla breathing device, increasing the carbon dioxide in her blood. She was doing a lot of good things, iodine, magnesium, selenium, and she had a full recovery. I'll give you another story. A guy who makes hydrogen inhalers went over to somebody's house, a doctor's house, this woman whose husband was dying. He walked in the door, and the doctor said, I'd give him 24 hours, hooked him up to a hydrogen machine, and left, I mean, the rest of the day. They were just hanging out. And the guy, I mean, he was almost comatose. And finally, after about 4 hours on the machine, you know, he started getting anxious, and I got to go to the bathroom. And he got out of bed, went to the bathroom, came back, put him back on the machine. And an hour later, the doctor was and this guy were comfortable enough to leave him with the maid to go out and do some shopping. Now, I don't know anything beyond that one day story. I heard he died 6 months later, but he didn't die that day. I don't know if he continued with the high. I don't know anything about the story. So what we're dealing with is something, and the research from Japan and China, and a little bit starting to come from the United States, shows that they're studying hydrogen exactly for this, for saving people's lives in the intensive care wards, for sepsis, for heart attacks, for, you know, recovering from strokes, for, you name it, for the most serious stuff. This is where the research is being done. So this is just an incredible thing. It's not just another, it's the ultimate thing. There's nothing smaller, ever be smaller than hydrogen. It'll do what nothing else will do forever. It's forever. It's not going to be a latest fad. It's hydrogen. You can run the sun on it. You can run your motorcycle on it, a car on it. You can run, you know, any engine on it, you know, using hydrogen. You can send rockets up into space like NASA with hydrogen. And you can take this stuff right into your body. And, you know, if you do the water and the inhaler together, it's a combination. And then you back it up with some other very nice things, basic, like oxygen and CO2. Magnesium, bicarbonate. Bicarbonate is a miracle medicine. Because why? It turns to CO2 in the stomach or in the glass when you put lemon, and it goes right into the bloodstream as bicarbonate, and CO2 and bicarbonate is the same thing in the blood. So you can do things really when you deal with these basic items, and hydrogen is the number one most basic substance in the universe. So I rest my case.
So, Dr. Mark, can you help us understand, when you take in the water, So the water is one vehicle. So let's just break that down. So people who aren't familiar, there actually are various delivery systems to increase the hydrogen molecules in your bodies. Can we start there and look at the options and what they do and what they're effective with, and then go on to the water, the machine option?
Well, the first is the water. There's lots of different machines that make hydrogen water. The old ionizers, if an ionizer was in really good condition and the plates were clean, it probably was doing its healing through the hydrogen it created more than the high pH, because it would create high pH but not high alkalinity, and there's a difference.
Water. Second on that, you're absolutely correct on that, Dr. Mark, because this medical breakthrough was actually discovered in 1975 with Dr. Kinji Ono in Japan, when they were studying microclustering of the water, which is through electrolysis and splitting the hydrogen oxygen molecule. So you're dead right on that, but that's how this has been, it's how it's come to surface. I mean, that's how the studies have started back in Japan in 1975, when they were understanding the benefits of alkaline water units and where the heck this stuff was coming from.
So the most basic way to get, you know, the way to start hydrogen tomorrow is just to get some tablets. You just put it in your water. Anybody who does that now is way ahead of somebody who's been doing it for the last 2-3 years, because now the tablet is so much better. So you can get a lot of hydrogen very quickly and start your hydrogen. Now, if you're dying or you have late stage cancer, you're not going to want to, you'll get so far with the water. You'll be healthier. After a few weeks or even a few days, some people feel the first time they take it, like a zap of energy and clarity. You know, I didn't feel it that way, but I'm addicted to it. I don't, take my hydrogen. But if you're talking about treating serious disease, and you want to live to be 100 or 110, you want a really powerful anti-aging device that's just to peel the years off you, then you want to use the inhaler too. You want to use breathe-in hydrogen and drink the water. You want to get it through both. They have different, with the years in the future, we'll know more and more the differences, but they kind of hit on different levels and intensities. You know, you can't drink, 10 gallons of hydrogen water in a day. You can't do it. But you can sit there, if you're on death's bed or you need the help now, you could put the hydrogen in your nose and just either constantly until you feel better, until it starts pulling you out of the situation. So, and there are machines that make both gas and the water. You can do, there's a lot of options. It's a exploding field. Just exploding. But for the United States, for Americans, the inhalers are brand new. This is, it's so new, we haven't even started yet, really. And that's what I hope to do with my book, Hydrogen Medicine. I hope to take my ground in this area and punch this out into the world. So many people need this so fast. Oxygen is the most prescribed medicine in the world, in every hospital. In the future, hydrogen is going to be right alongside of it.
So, Dr. Mark, for people who are really curious about what you're saying, can you help us understand a little bit more what goes on when a person, let's say a person who's dealing with a cancer or a late-stage cancer, and nothing is working, even though they might have been doing, natural approach to healing, used a lot of other natural modalities, but still they're struggling, or dealing with any chronic illness. We're talking about cancer. I'm sure the same applies if you're dealing with diabetes and Alzheimer's and cardiovascular disease, same mechanism is there. What happens that facilitates such profound healing in people who use the hydrogen?
Well, it's probably a question with five answers. One, you know, you look at the real natural state, which we don't live in. Hardly anybody lives in a natural state anymore. But a real natural state would have been very, you know, tending towards very raw foods, very natural, raw foods, live foods. That kind of diet is wonderful. I've never been on that kind of diet, but that kind of diet is wonderful because you get lots of hydrogen. The foods are alive. The hydrogen, it's easy to take the hydrogen from those foods. Today, you know, Americans are eating, you know, we have a joke in Brazil. People eat and the food is terrible there. The food is much better here. And the food where I eat here is great because I buy it all right from my surrounding farms. So we're deficient in hydrogen. Also, most people are deficient in water. They tend to be a little dehydrated. But people have, everybody drinks lots of coffee and soda for sure. But being dehydrated is another way of being deficient in hydrogen. Because we get all the oxygen we need, unless you live in Los Angeles and or Peking or in India these days where you can't breathe because there's so much poison in the air. And that's another huge problem. We don't get the hydrogen. We don't get the good water we need, live water, live food. Then we're being poisoned. We live on a poisoned planet. All these poisons are in our body. Lighting of oxidative stress, inflammation. We're just being poisoned is not a joke. It's people die from. 100,000 Americans die every year from properly prescribed medication. Medication, every pharmaceutical is a mitochondrial poison. So people don't breathe right. Hydrogen will go right to all these different things. It doesn't resolve everything for somebody. But if your life is in line, it'll probably resolve that. Because it's like radiation. You live on the West Coast, or in Japan, or in the Ukraine, or many places, even in Germany and other places in Europe. There's a lot of radiation that wasn't there 50 years ago or 70 years ago. This radiation is inside, and the Wi-Fi and the cell phones and all of this stuff is hitting us. And the bottom line, it's stressing us out. We're on fire inside. From these many sources, not getting the nutrition, not getting the mineral, not getting what we need, which makes it worse. And then getting deficient in hydrogen and mitochondria falling down and oxygen levels going down, we're a disaster. You throw in hydrogen and oxygen and you're going right to the problem. You're going right from all of these things. And it's like a fire truck. You come up, if you get yourself on a breather and spend 4 hours a day and drink all your water with hydrogen, it's like having a fire and the truck comes in, or the trucks, and they just start spraying you. And it's not the only way it works. It's not just a cooling, soothing, healing type of thing. It also is fuel. It's the fuel of life. So it'll help fire up the mitochondria or metabolic factories inside. So it's what would the sun do without it? That's the same thing for us. We are deficient in hydrogen, deficient in water. We're in trouble.
So, the understanding that we're talking about addressing a problem that is a perfect storm going on in our modern industrialized world right now, and it's affecting us in such a way that this free radical damage that's occurring that also generates chronic inflammation are really the drivers not only for chronic illness but also aging in general. So we're really looking for something that can support the body to rejuvenate, regenerate from anything. I mean, and the information that I've looked at for molecular hydrogen, it says it helps with skin, it helps with sleep, it helps with athletic performance, it even helps with weight management, which is, of course, a huge issue, and, even for hangovers. So Can you share a little bit more? Do you have any other experiences with some of your patients that you're consulting that you've seen some of these results?
Well, you see, down here in Brazil, I'm basically retired from clinical practice, so I don't personally attend very many people. Basically, I'm a writer at this point and do researcher, and totally by my ability to listen to people, I identify and gather information from many people's experience. And the big things to look at actually is not just all the individual testimonies, lots of people, curing lots of little things, heart murmurs, the skin being totally, the list is, goes on and on. But the research that's coming out of Japan, coming out of China, scientifically studying, and they're just beginning. This is a 10-year-old field. 2007 was like the gold rush when they fired the first gun. The first main article was published in Nature magazine, and then it's been a gold rush. And the thing is, the conclusion basically that I'm taking writing this book is the more serious your disease, the worse you are, or the closer to death you are, the more this is going to work for you. Hydrogen is kind of an intelligent type of thing. It knows where to go. It goes everywhere. But it, like a fire hose knowing exactly where the hot part of the fire is, it has that power. Now, and I, from your introduction, through the years, I've always looked for the strongest things, things that work inexpensively, powerfully, you could depend on it like granite, like magnesium, bicarbonate, iodine. These things are solid, super solid things, basic to life. Hydrogen, and I'm a protocol person. I'm really, in my book, I'm not talking only about hydrogen. I'm talking a lot about oxygen, a lot about carbon dioxide and bicarbonates and magnesium, but the gases. The book is about the three gases. And it's the combination. Even without the combination, just doing the hydrogen is brought back. These miracle stories, I said, is just hydrogen. No oxygen and no CO2. My book takes clinicians to another level where they combine the gases to great effect. But just with hydrogen, we're already seeing marvelous things, and people who do research, and everybody talks about their thing. It's their thing. It's whatever it is, it's that. But in real medicine, and in this perfect storm we're facing, it's like we're in a war, and we want to win the war. We want to live, and we want to be healthy living and be happy living. But there's a lot of enemies around us. And so we have to come up with the big muscle, the M1 tank or the Tiger tank the Germans had. We need something, not just one, but we need a battalion. We need the help of the key things in life, and in an emergency situation, get it coming into our body with gases. Gas. Just like an engine, you don't have any gas, vapor flowing into the engine, it just stops. So we provide the gases, and you can create a miracle in physiology, and you can do it quickly, meaning appropriate for the intensive care and emergency departments. When you have, I got into the magnesium because I discovered, if a person's dying of a heart attack and you inject magnesium, it almost always works. Saves the life in a heartbeat. If your blood is frying of acid and you're in septic, an injection of sodium bicarbonate calms the blood. Hydrogen, more basic, I'm going to speak in Portuguese, I'd say aninda, more basic yet than these other substances.
Hmm.
So It's just, I mean, you almost have to get into a, and there is, I mean, there's incredible science about hydrogen, the universe running on it. It's just, this is not, you know, 10 years for medicine, but physicists have been, you know, hydrogen has been a big subject for a long time. They're studying the sun and nuclear energy, hydrogen.
So can I ask you, in your experience, I know that you have experimented with different hydrogen products, and through your writings, I investigated a company that Sarah Adams is involved with, the Vital Reaction. So, and maybe, Sarah, this is a good question for you. What is it about your technology that is so efficacious as opposed to other products? Or maybe, you know, your thoughts on all that.
Right. Yeah. You know, Dr. Mark talked about Bill Johnson earlier on, and talking about, you know, health and wellness and detoxification and alkalinity and pH of the body. And that company has been around for quite some time, almost 20 years at this point. And through that, we've developed a lot of relationships with incredible doctors and working with their patients. And I came on board to support our endeavors with molecular hydrogen. And one of our philosophies is always providing the best product to work with, you know, passionate doctors like yourself and Dr. Mark. And we really did our research and our due diligence to understand what is going to provide the best method of administration of molecular hydrogen. And so we came up with a tablet that produces the highest amount of molecular hydrogen, and actually reaches up to 13 parts per million in under 2 minutes. It's a tablet that is going to be able to work with an autistic child or an athlete on the go, or treatment clinics worldwide being able to have a tablet and a daily dosage. We're taking about 2 to 4 tablets a day. And what's really cool about this product, like, you know, Mark talked about one product having to wait 24 hours and seal in a bottle. That wasn't effective. That's not the direction we wanted to go. So we worked very closely with our incredible manufacturers, and we came up with a great product that you simply drop a tablet into any open vessel, any kind of a non-carbonated beverage. You know, for example, you know, apple juice with autistic children, that's working very well for taste. As far as, you know, any athlete on the go, dropping in a water bottle and drinking it as quickly as possible will provide approximately 3 hours of molecular hydrogen benefits. And so going back to the tablet product, you know, you're just dropping a tablet into water. It effervesces, and it creates nano bubbles of hydrogen gas that you can actually drink. And we call it, you know, here in the office, we call it drink the cloud. And it's literally creating a cloud of hydrogen gas within any kind of an open
exactly.
vessel. And
exactly.
It's I'm taking personally probably 1 every 5 hours. And for me, my experience, I mean, you guys hear me talk pretty quick, so I've slowed down for a second. But one of my benefits is my brain power, my focus, my energy levels, better sleeping patterns. It's kind of endless of molecular hydrogen and where it can impact. It's over in 180 different disease models. It's impacting every single organ. So regardless of age or purpose or function or whatever you need in order to put the body in homeostasis, this is a daily supplement. And in fact, it actually supports the bioavailability of additional supplements or protocols that you're currently taking, because it goes back to the cell signaling factors of it and supporting the homeostasis in the body. So you're actually increasing the internal antioxidant system by upregulating the production of glutathione, SOD, and catalase, and it's increasing the downregulation of the harmful free radicals in the body that come from absorbing oxygen or any kind of ATP production with lactate. So it's really creating this perfect storm in the body to absorb the diet protocols that you're currently on with any kind of a health effect or a health challenge, supplements that we're taking, vitamin C, CoQ10, et cetera. But the tablet is a great way to get your daily dose of molecular hydrogen. And we recommend doing
it
on an empty stomach.
It's not just a great way. It, you know, until this tablet came along, the maximum you could hope under pressure, you know, making this in pressurized bottles, waiting a half hour, maximum 2 parts per million, maybe 2, if you're lucky, 2.5,
right.
tops.
And I'm glad. Yeah.
You know, the vital reaction is went to a whole new level, maybe 13 max, maybe an average of 10. I'm not sure. I haven't done the testing. But it's a quantum leap. And there's been lots of equipment. You can buy all these water machines, and you can get one part per, 0.8 parts per million, one, maybe stretching to two. So these tablets is a quantum leap. And then going beyond the tablets is the inhalers, where you can, go into a waterfall of hydrogen and just breathe it in. And
yeah, and to second that on the inhaler, Mark, just for the guests listening, if anybody's gone to an oxygen bar, it's very similar to going using the hydrogen inhaler. It's very similar to going to an oxygen bar, except you're not breathing oxygen through a cannula. You're actually breathing a mixture of hydrogen gas. And this unit is a powerful unit for many reasons. And specifically, it's really designed to work with any kind of a neurodegenerative disease or lungs or the heart. And those are three of the top areas where oxidative stress really targets. If you think about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, cardiac arrest, overall just the lungs and oxidative stress that we're exposed to daily, it immediately impacts these areas due to its ability to pass the blood-brain barrier and, actually get to, again, the cause of the problem. And one thing that you said, Mark, that I want to second is the parts per million. And this is really important when it comes to understanding the therapeutic level of hydrogen. It is 1.6 parts per million. And we want to be careful when, you're working with trying to administer hydrogen to the body. You have to make sure it's above 1.6 parts per million. There's already a lot of products out there that are not going to be able to hit that. The Vital Reaction tablet and the Vital Reaction inhaler do, and they do it effortlessly. And they do it, throughout the entire day. And, I use my inhaler probably 2 to 4 hours a day, and then I use the tablets probably 4 to 6 times a day. I'm a little nuts with that, but I believe in it, and it's done amazing things for myself. But the inhaler and
what
the tablets
are What has it done for you, Sarah?
Oh, gosh, where do we begin? that's a sensitive subject. I personally, it's changed my entire life. And I will speak honestly to this for anybody out there that, with anxiety and working with a very powerful mind and my energy and sleeping patterns, when anybody dealing with, whether you're on the spectrum or whether it's, a brain challenge, it has absolutely allowed me to hack my gift, if you will. And my gift is my brain. And being able to use my brain at the way it is and to be able to allow other people to have these products in their hands and to be able to change their life, that's why I do what I do. It's my true calling, if you will. And from the energy to the focus to overall just health and wellness and learning how to, share this with people, that's kind of my mission here at Vital Reaction. And as far as focus and being able to improve vision and, calm anxiety and to eliminate depression and to get better sleep and allow my talents to do this and allow other people to access their talents and to live to their potential, that's my mission here at Vital Reaction. And so some of the stories I've heard from other people, from heart rate variability to PTSD to energy to focus to overall just health and wellness. A lot of people are saying, oh, I don't feel anything, but I feel great. Well, that's because it's doing what it's designed to do. It's putting the body into homeostasis and allowing it to perform and to exceed potential and to be, better humans and to do better things. So this is not only a medical breakthrough when it comes to health and wellness, but it allows you to really tap into where the body is supposed to be and allow the body to perform and inflammation decrease and pain reduction and less taking, pharmaceutical drugs such as Ritalin for autistic children. Their focus is there, reversing symptoms with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and there's studies to prove this. So those are some big passions of mine. As an athlete, inflammation, recovery, stronger endurance, being able to recover faster, working with, obviously, you know, the lungs and the heart. That's how I also, you know, use it as an athlete. I used to pitch softball at UC Berkeley. And so it's helped me recover from several back injuries and allowed me to get back out there and actually, you know, perform, if you will. You know, I'm training for triathlons, and I never used to be able to do this. But energy, vision, focus, as far as, like, hearing tinnitus, so one of our girls, Roxanne, actually uses our product, and her high ringing and tinnitus was eliminated in 2 weeks without taking anything else. As far as skin and anti-aging, because you're hydrating the cell from within, you're supporting obviously a glowing skin and the less wrinkles. We have a spray bottle that you simply drop a tablet in, and you can actually spray the water on your skin. I actually drop it into a basin and then saturate my face with molecular hydrogen. Think about the oxidative stress on the skin. You know, you're going back to, again, free radical theory of aging and cell death, which causes wrinkles. You're eliminating the ability for wrinkles to form, or you're reducing wrinkles that have already formed. As far as pain and inflammation, what is that caused by? Oxidative stress. You're knocking that out, and you're reducing inflammation. In fact, I spoke with Dr. Hank Lears yesterday, and he's like, I got to tell you, Sarah, I've been using the Vital Reaction tablet for about 2 months now, and my rheumatoid arthritis is virtually reversed. I mean, the inflammation, and his son, he's like 72 or something like that, and his son's 50-something, and his son said the same thing. He's like, Dad, yeah, you know, like the inflammation in my back and my knees are gone. And in fact, several of our team members, in fact, I actually broke my heel bone this summer. I healed it within about 12 weeks, and I was taking about 6 tablets a day at that point and soaking it in hydrogen baths. And that's another method of administration that's going to be pretty crucial due to the ability for the skin to absorb molecular hydrogen, again, going back to the size of the atom. So hydrogen baths are going to be coming. You've got hydrogen inhalers, the tablets. There's going to be hydrogen IV. Like, this is a hydrogen movement. It's not a, how many days do I take this thing and I'm better. It's the first thing you should be taking every single morning. It's the last thing you should be taking every single night. And it's the one thing that you should be taking throughout the day at some point just for an energy pick-me-up. And what we've actually discovered, I have to pull up one document really quick. This is pretty powerful. What we've actually discovered is that oxidative stress with one tablet over a period of 3 hours has reduced oxidative stress by 28%. And that's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, if you understand that your oxidative stress level has reduced by 28% with one tablet over a period of 3 hours, I mean, sign me up. So, and if you continue to, you know, oh, it's an accumulative effect as well. Molecular hydrogen doesn't just stop because, again, of that cell signaling factor in the NRF2 pathway. You're going to be able to take this pretty consistently to have an accumulative effect of oxidative stress levels over time. And the more we can reduce that and put the body back into homeostasis, what happens? The body heals itself. Wow. So this is really cool stuff. I'm going to go ahead and stop right there.
I can see why you're excited. And just to, you know, we're kind of coming to the end, but so what I hear from what you are saying, Sarah, and what you are saying, Dr. Mark, is this is like vitamin H. And vitamin H is like the most important vitamin that you can be taking for supporting the damage going on in our body from the world we live in, and also to support our bodies to continue to heal and regenerate throughout our lifetime. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, except what came to my mind when you said that, using vitamin H as a concept, is, you know, there are people, it's a mystery, there are people in some documented cases where people live on light or just water, and somehow the body, this is beyond science, but the body has this ability to create what it needs one way or another. as long as it gets the basics, light, water, hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. If you have these things, now, of course, I don't stop there. You know, there's certain essential minerals, but it's another level of life beyond vitamins. And even I'm a mineral guy. I've made my life with my books on minerals, magnesium, iodine, selenium, bicarbonate. But this is another level of life. You're going down into the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no analogy. There's no competition. The only competition comes from smaller, from electrons and photons and light itself. But in terms of the physical universe, hydrogen is by itself. It's number one.
Well, that's great. That's a really great way to sum it all up. So because you've come to the end of this fascinating conversation, I want people to be sure to go to your website, Dr. Mark, which is drcircus.com. That's
No. It's S-I-R-C-U-S.
S-I-R-C-U-S. Didn't I say that? So it's drcircus, circus. DrCircus.com. And if people want to know more about the hydrogen we've been talking about, visit vital-reaction.com. That's vital-reaction.com. And there is a special code that I have been given that if you are interested in purchasing this, it's DRS, Dr. S. VR, Vital Reaction, DRSVR. And Sarah, they just go and put that code in when they're purchasing? Is that
correct?
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. You know, but all the products are available on the website. And you can also sign up for the newsletter to stay, like, you know, in the know of what we're doing and who we're working with and the studies that are coming out. But when you go to, you know, you enter your code at the checkout for whatever products you would like, and we take care of you from there.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic for to learn that there is such a breakthrough. And I want to thank Dr. Mark Circus all the way from Brazil, sharing his wisdom with us today, and Sarah Adams, who is one of the founders of Vital Reaction. I thank you both. You've really inspired me, I want you to know. I am definitely going to be taking my hydrogen tablet and checking out more about what the benefits of hydrogen are and letting people know, as the show will do. So thank you both for the great work you're doing and for the inspiration and hope that you're giving people. It's just wonderful. So I'm very grateful to the wonderful work you both are doing.
Can I say one more thing?
Thank you, Dr. Snow.
Yep, one more thing. One more thing, sure.
This is an announcement. Even Sarah doesn't know I'm going to do this. But anybody who wants to get into the hydrogen inhalers from her company or any company, I'm going to offer like a free consultation, you know, to help them get set up and create a group where they can get support. So the first people in the States who are going to move into this in a big way, meaning getting into the inhalation, I'm going to fully support.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so they just need to go to your website to connect with you on that level?
Okay. Yeah.
So, again, people go to – I recommend people go to Dr. Circus's website because he's got – opt-in there. He's got great information that he sends out, drcircus.com. So until next time, everyone, thank you for joining me, and we have more wonderful conversations in store. This has been just so enlightening. And I just want to remind everyone to please always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.